It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You can tell the vibe is crazy in here. You know who this is. You know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. To the slight left is...
Oh, my God. Darren Griffiths. I ain't even doing any
fucking to the slight right.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Yeah. It's the number one troublemaker in the world, Kazim Jamal.
Oh, my God. Look at that, though. Hey, man. You should see the clip. If you're on the audio right now, go check out the YouTube.
That was Mortal Kombat.
We're playing a clip from a breakdancing...
Where's the parents?
I've got a post.
Showcase. Let's call it a showcase. I don't. It feels like it's in America somewhere. Yeah. And these young men...
That's in Peckham. That's in Peckham.
Nah, that looks like Brooklyn or somewhere.
That's SN1.
Like
that. That is mad.
And then, yeah, for those of you who can't see, hey! Hey! It looks like a cartoon, but one of the breakdancers is going for a move, he's going for the Spidaroonie.
And he lands it!
It looks like a 2-year-old little girl, maybe three, walking into the shot.
He's killer.
And as soon as he puts his hands down and his legs go up, his ankle. It just connects. His heel, I should say, just connects to this girl's jawline, and she goes flying.
You say this girl was about 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, 2-3 years old. Yeah. And this is a grown ass man with his grown ass heel hitting her 2-3-year-old chin. She goes, she's team rocking in out there, man. She was
she
up
really
in the sky.
Rocks on any block,
brother. How are you reacting if you see that happen to your kid?
One second. We need to do reacts on this.
I've been saying this. We just need to find the videos. Like this.
Yeah, so everyone bring a video. Because I save them weekly. Because I want to do some reacts online as well. So I'll bring a couple.
Funny.
I need to talk to my man and say, can we get the something where we can...
Watch it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, God. Too funny.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, how you reacting?
If it's my kid.
If you see your kid live, you just see that happen. How you reacting?
Oh, fam. Oh, bruv. First of all, that could never be, like, you could never walk off that far like that.
No, but straight, sometimes.
Sound like nines. That could never be me.
But sometimes they do just.
Nah.
Your phone just rings. Off. You just like, let me just quickly. And then that split second, like, whoa, where
okay,
are
let,
they?
All right, let me tell you this.
Look at that kid. Woo!
You've done, where are they?
Because Zion doesn't walk off like that. He won't walk off.
Right.
He won't walk.
Oh,
that far.
Zavi would be running
that far away.
Straight towards.
I didn't like. He doesn't stray.
Nah,
Zay.
He might stop and be like, "I'm not moving," but he doesn't stray.
Mm.
Like if he's in a toilet aisle and it's like we're going now, and he's like, "No, we're not." He might just be like, "I'm gonna lay down," but he will walk maybe 2 steps, 3. He'll get maybe as far as that fan is, and then turn around and come back.
Zay will run into spaces. So, say for it out, like when this theme park, for example, she was running because it was like open. She ran off into space, but she can see us.
Mm.
Whereas Zavi will just run wherever. he's just running away from just that's him. As soon as you put him down, that's his thing. You call his name, his reaction is to go and just run. So he would get kicked in the face. He would be that kid.
Collect it.
He would be that kid.
Have we got any more videos like that?
Zadie would just be...
statistic.
Because there's people there.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not trying to be in the middle.
Okay, she don't like the center of attention.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be there. in the middle of that. But
Xavi's like, I'm there. I think Nathaniel's like,
yeah, he's there. What people doing stuff? I'm doing things.
Yeah, he doesn't know what's cracking.
Yeah. And yeah. he would take that.
Alani went straight either, but if it was going to happen to one of the two of them, it would happen to her.
Yeah,
because she's not self-aware.
Right.
Like, this kid hurts herself by herself.
Damn.
Yeah, she'll just be like, I'm going to... She'll just be like, I'm just going to knee slide. And then not like really... Carpet. But like the knee slide... No, not even like carpet, but she'll knee slide. Like, she'll be like... Her brain will be like, knee slide now when she's like... half a meter away from like the skirting board. It's like, you should have knee slid a long time ago.
That's
like, you should have knee slided from yesterday.
You had such a big builder. Why are these kids like that?
It's annoying, aren't they?
Just like no full process.
And I ain't stopping it. I'm going to go and bust yourself. Let's see what happens.
Like, your cognitive function's not fully developed. Your frontal cortex still developing, just making
stupid
decisions.
Like Zadie is... She can plan for the future and stuff, but whatever reason, when it comes to her own danger and well-being, I say that, like, come off there. Why? Because you could fall off. Her response, but I haven't fallen off.
I respect it.
And I was like, no, but you could. So, but I'm still up here. I'm not falling off. So I'm okay. I was like, no, that's not.
That's the same logic as.
That's how
I respect it.
That's the how risk management works.
I respect it.
No, but it's the same in healthcare. You can tell someone, don't do this because that could happen.
Yeah.
They'll be like, well, that's not happened to me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue doing it.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
And it's like, no. We need to be aggressive.
You need to reduce your smoking. Why? Because you'll get lung cancer. So are you saying I've got lung cancer? No. Then.
Because when we get to it.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's the whole, as I've heard 100 times, my nan smoked till she was 96 and she never got it. It's like, you're not your nan.
Yeah, but your nan had AIDS. So it's not like your nan was skipping through the park scot-free now, was it? Your nan had AIDS.
She had an old school disease, tuberculosis.
Yeah. She had polio.
And you had it stunned on her.
Walking with a fucking limp.
Isn't it? Rickets.
Yeah, so maybe God was like loud and lung cancer this one time.
Because
this bitch is limping.
All the other diseases.
Limp biscuit. Just
kept cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer's no room. Rat capacity,
cancer
mate.
Pulled up, was like, and the bouncer was like, sorry, mate, we're full in.
Full up. Not tonight, mate.
Yeah.
Not tonight, not ever, mate.
Not in them trainers. How you going to hit from outside the club? You can't even get in.
Yo! Yeah.
My nan smoked till she was 96 because she never got it, but she got hit by a fucking bus.
Why? Like the cigarette?
Yeah, no, because she was on her way to the shop to get cigarettes. Not fucking looking.
And you can't reason with people. And these are people that I have to somehow reason with.
Can't you just say in your meeting, just be like, well, fucking die then. Get out.
I've got a NHS
waiting time. Cut it down. Just go and die then. See you later.
I'm going to do a walk and talk about that. About how we're so aggressive when it comes to treatment, to cure, but we're not aggressive when it comes to prevention.
Yeah.
We're all like, you can stop smoking. I just use smoking. You can stop smoking if you want to stop smoking, but if you don't, it's fine. Like, you're an adult, yeah. But when it comes to the lung cancer, we're giving you chemo, we're giving you radiotherapy.
Remove
the whole lung, brother. You could excise a whole man's lung, but you can't tell them to shut the fuck up and stop smoking. It's so dumb. Like, I don't understand. You're aggressive with the cure, but with the prevention, it's all flimsy, it's all feeble.
Can't you do something like, though, is this a bit too mad? And I don't want it to ever, like, at present, to come into fruition.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, sorry to tell you, Mr. Sanders, but you have lung cancer, and you say, all right, we'll start the treatment. And you're like, well, it says here on your notes that we did tell you some 8 times stop smoking, so fuck you, essentially. Well, we got Jess over there.
Yeah.
Never smoked a day in her life, and she got it because of asbestos, so she gets your treatment.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got Hunger Games.
Lung donors just come in. Both your blood types, but...
Yeah. I'd be like Mr. Sanders,
health lottery.
Empty your pockets right now. If there's not a fucking cigarette in there, you get the treatment. I'll just leave right now.
Have the doctor pull this face to you.
Yeah. So when does the treatment start?
Well... is the thing.
Who's going to
about me? That?
Your reason, you pulled that face for a long time, and you're like, and it's like minutes gone by, and then the doctor's like, so you can't tell what this.
Oh, I can actually say.
Oh, you don't picked up on that.
You haven't.
You're
not you've got autism too. You can't be social.
You're not getting that's any crazy. Treatment. No, not from this hospital.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No,
I think they're doing trials down in Peck Nam, so go roll the dice.
Yeah. Bit off topic, have you ever worked with any like proper geezer doctors?
Geezer.
They all seem like you know, educated, well to do. Hi, I'm Dr.
I've not worked with a proper.
But it's proper geezer doctor.
I love geezer.
Sit down, let's check out their memories, all right, girl?
I've worked with geezer.
Still bothering you, are they?
It's funny, when I did my tour show in Newcastle, there was a guy.
He went to fucking get out.
Yeah.
You got erectile dysfunction, you gay boy.
Right, get it out. Let's have a look. See what's fucking wrong with it. Oh, okay, that's a chopper, mate. Yeah. Shame you can't get that up.
I'll fucking do it. Ladies must love
that.
Yeah. I'll fucking give you a go, like fucking.
Yeah, I'll just do it myself. Fuck the Viagra.
There's nothing there, is there? Absolutely nothing going
on. You tried fucking spitting on it or something.
Let me have a look. All right, here's what I'm going to prescribe you with 200 milligrams of this and.
Doctor, I found a lump. That is fucking massive.
Yeah. Fuck it.
We don't even need to do fucking scan. I don't know what that is from here.
Fuck it. We'll give you 50 milligrams of this as well. Why not?
Why not? Yeah, that, two will, for one. Is
it, will it fix you? No, but why not?
Yeah. He's a doctor looking for a lump. That's for 4 weeks, mate. You're done.
Sorry, mate.
That's the end.
That's the end. Oh, we can't even talk about that. That's too much.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been to Bali? No. Might want to fucking go and see it.
He's a surgeon, comes. He's like, I'm the guy doing the operation today. I am a doctor. Don't worry. But it's mate. It
like I don't work with a gynecologist, Wardo, but I'm just here for bench.
That is thing.
I'm just here to sniff fingers, if you know what I mean.
I've done hundreds of surgeries, never had to amputate a foot. All right, so safe ads with me. Come out from the anesthetic. So, first time for everything.
As it happens,
I did have to amputate your foot.
I would say we got off on the wrong foot, but you only got fucking one left, so you know what I mean?
But could be worse.
That would be a good sketch show. Geezer doctor.
Yeah, the reason that question came about because I had a geezer pilot once before and it was the funniest
thing. I'm getting off the plane.
That's the thing.
Well,
that vindicates me from my earlier judgment on black pilots.
Took you a few months?
Seriously, coming back from Tunisia.
I got fans to appease.
Come back from
I got new fans and they have me.
Riddle, he just said yeah.
Guys, I'm going on tour. That's the good news. The bad news is who's coming to watch.
Tour's mad specific. Like cases as well. It's just like Oldham. It's very sad.
This tour name is like, don't worry, after this, I'm going back.
Don't worry, I'm not staying.
Yeah.
Getting back on the small boat.
Who's going to carry the boats? Elliot Steele and Kazim Jamal.
Oh my goodness.
But,
Elliot Steele, who carries the boats? Kazim Jamal, who gets on the boats? Who owns the boats?
After this, I'm going home. That is crazy. That's like remix of Drake, isn't it?
Geezer pilot, flying back from Tunisia. And
okay, that's what's that? 5-6 hours?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So he gives on the
speed. Stopped off
for some. No, he gives me. He's like, all right, everyone, my pilot. Let's say his name's like, say Martin Davis. All right, guys, I'm my pilot, Martin Davis here. Now the estimated time of arrival is 11:54. But listen, I'm gonna smash that. I'm getting back by 11:30.
Did he do it?
Yeah, he did. When he landed, he goes, told you. He goes, welcome to London. He's like, welcome to London.
And I'm fucking drunk.
Yeah, he goes, welcome to London. Told you I'd get here on time. Have a lovely stay. It's just like, see you later. Face flying EasyJet. And I was just like, what a legend. This guy's hilarious. That's the first time I heard a whole cabin laugh. Let's go down honestly laid, right? So I flew to Brunei. And I flew on Royal, like Brunei.
Where in the Middle East
No, Brunei. It's, no, it's towards like Australia. It's like
Brunei. Yeah, oh, okay. Malaysia. Yeah, Beirut in Lebanon. So I'm mixing it up. Okay.
But Brunei, super Islamic country and stuff. Like you can't even bring alcohol into the country, or you have to get like months of notice and a signed form to bring. And the maximum you can bring is like 6 cans of beer. So that's not even worth.
Oh, right? Never worth. Yeah, just go sober, man.
just spend two days not drinking. It's fine. But here's the thing: we fly there.
You only went there for 2 days.
Because I was going to Australia, so I stopped there, going to Australia. And then they do a prayer before the flight takes off. The prayer is like in Arabic, yeah? And they translate it, and the translation is like, yeah, I don't need to see these words before a flight. So
they translate it to English?
Yeah, but it's like, because of the films, like hearing Arabic on the plane is like one. Let's say it's honestly laid. But the words were like, you know, like may God guide us to our destination, faithful. But should we not reach our destination, then may God welcome us into heaven. I was like, why are we talking about this before we take it off?
Brother.
I was like, I don't need
that. That's your resolve.
I was just like,
who are you with now, me?
That was a man.
Why did you go to Australia?
Oh, my friend was getting married out there. Like,
that's your good friend, you know.
It's a trip to Australia.
I knew that was going to be your next line. I was like, Dan wanting to go to Australia.
Yeah, I'll go to Australia.
Yeah, that's not true.
All my mates are going as well, but we were just on different flights.
Got you.
We were all going at different times, so but all meeting.
Was this the cheaper option?
I am your captain speaking. Before we take off, we're going to do a quick prayer. Alhamdulillah.
Who's them vibes?
I'm getting off.
Okay, if you get off. And
congratulations on your wedding.
So you get off the plane. So why
Skype
you...
me. Fuck this shit. I've got enough trains before.
No, trains are different for you.
Because there should be another one coming behind.
Trains, you have to pay extra. No, you have to justify.
You can't tell no one on the train why you're getting off.
Yeah,
you just got to hope everyone's seen what you've seen.
Otherwise,
if you're wrong, you're an arsehole.
Of course.
So,
you could cause a mass exodus as well. If you start the rumor that you think something's going to go down. I'll just be like
this. He's just like, man, I'm a fucking plumber.
John Charles de Menezes. I was watching the Channel 4 documentary on that, even though it was
Brazilian.
When they shot him in the underground.
Yeah, Oval.
Stockwell.
Stockwell.
Just because he was running for the train. Yeah. Crazy.
Apparently, when he was running, that's it. It was cover up. Uh-huh. Yeah. Cover up.
Shot him bare times as well.
Yeah, shot him 9 times. The guy that he shot him was talking about how he had brain matter splat on him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I shot him point blank.
I'd write a book.
Just because he was sandy coloured.
Basically.
Jesus.
Just because he was Darren's pilot, man. Fuck's sake.
How did we get there?
I don't know, man. Darren's just being very racist.
We actually got back to the video about the kid being kicked into oblivion.
So
how are you going to react to that, though? Like, so it's happened. Fuck. Kid's gone there. It's been spin kicked.
Fuck, man. It's not... I genuinely think I'd be like...
More concerned for the kid angry? Yeah.
No, I don't even know if I could be angry because it's my fuck up.
Yeah.
You didn't do it on purpose.
Mm. Right, cool. So I feel everyone's on the same page there. You're focusing on the kid. If the breakdown's like, yo, your kid fucked up my move.
Hey, all right.
Amen.
All right, Chris Brown.
Hey, hold it down.
I know you're normally used to handing out the ass whoopings, Chris. But today... I'm going to run it on
the floor. The
if you're there, let me know. See if you can run it. Guaranteed I can run it.
Jeez! See, Breezy.
That's true. Quoted those.
I think I said, yo, I don't know your name, but excuse me, sir.
Excuse me.
You fucked up my child's jaw. And I have to admit, it wasn't your fault, but your attitude's making me say, yo. I'm gonna fuck you up in front of everyone in the room.
Yeah. So. But then what if, like, the other breakdancers go, yeah! So now you're outnumbered. So now your kid sees, so daddy,
get in the car, get in the car, get.
And they will chase you with dance moves. Just...
If you get fucked up on beat, it's crazy. Oh,
they're hitting every beat as they're punching you.
If men's like this,
bow.
Like that Drake bit when he's like, "We ain't ready for the snake, boy."
Yeah, get beat up by a dancer. You don't want that on your TV.
Because everyone's running around, running joke on you afterwards. Hey guys, anyone see Stomp?
That's because dancers and gymnasts are bare strong.
Oh yeah, because they got core strength.
But to get beaten up by a gymnast,
but
as
they
well,
also all ones. Have menstrual cycles so
and,
okay.
and ballet dancers as well.
Yeah,
mad strong.
Yeah, strong.
Imagine a guy coming back from like dance rehearsals, leotards, everything.
Yeah, man just pumped you up as well. Come on.
Then follows it for plié. It's on his toes. Just,
it's true. They've
got to call Samaritans.
If you take them man and put them in a situation with like a road guy, they will take them out nine times because they've got the physical fitness, they've got the stamina, and they've got the strength.
Yes, I see Road Man for a punch. There's the video. You see the video of best stiff arm, isn't it?
And what?
Isn't it? Just all. Just,
you know, we're tucking their lip.
Straight arm. What was it? It was Teal Wade and Heady Wilder. The play. You think, oh my God, these guys bagging gym. No, they.
Not that it's funny, but you watch that shit and you're like, I know why you men use weapons.
Yeah.
Because you can't fight.
Yeah, you better bring your fucking knife and gun because you can't do this. Fucked up.
You can't do this.
That's a lot of posturing.
No, yeah. I swear. Like,
I've seen Teal Wade in real life though, he's fucking wham.
Wham. These guys are wham. Mm. But this thing, someone like that came up to me. I'm like, fucking, I don't want it. But once I saw that punch thrown, I was like, I think I can have this.
You're in the game.
I think I can have this. I think this has become way more even than I thought it'd be. Because if you're throwing punches from the shoulder,
imagine you're a rapper and you get punched up, and while man's punching you up, he does your ad libs.
Oh yeah, head gone, head gone.
Imagine you like, punch up Jay and me, and you're like,
boy, better know.
serious.
Head gone, head lost. You're on the
punch
floor,
up lethal B every punch. You're like, pow! You're barking up the wrong tree.
The spotlight's on me. Hey, bars.
That's why you get to a certain position. You can't be fighting anyone because people just look to go viral.
Yeah, too much ammunition.
Yeah, people we got punched up now, my first tweet would be like, right, I didn't know there was a remix to Pow underneath the video.
Of course. Leave a piece of cannot get into any fights now.
Too much ammunition, man. Too much. And too much. You can't erase that. People live off that.
Distracted by notifications. But I think if
priority to the kid, man. Go look after your child. Kid. But if the guy's moving mad, you gotta become a dad and you have to sort of handle business, whether handle business is or however that looks.
Right. I'm gonna bring something serious to the pod.
Don't say serious, I say serious. You wanna get serious, let's get serious.
Serious. So got into a conversation on holiday, right? So it's me, Mrs. another couple, and we're talking about like what kind of people are you keeping away from your kids, and the sense of like, is there any like behavior that like a friend, a family member, or someone you know could exhibit that you're just like, do you know what? I now see, not even see you differently, but I don't think I can have you around my kids as much.
I've not done that specifically. I think anyone that, if I don't want to be friends with you, then that's complete. It's not just that I'm keeping you away from my kids. I'll keep you away in general.
Yeah.
But I think someone that engaged in, if they were just always drunk. I don't hang around with people. Someone that's always drunk, always high, always.
That's what I mean, yeah. Those kind of behaviors that aren't necessarily directly affect your kid.
But yeah, I would have someone who was that. But I don't keep those people around anyway.
Right.
In any case, I think if I wouldn't want them around me, then I sure as hell wouldn't have them anywhere near my family.
I hear that.
If that sort of makes sense. So I've kind of revetted them.
Because of who you keep around you anyway.
Yeah, the people I keep around me, I would, like close to me and stuff like that, then oh yeah, come, you can spend time to my, come around my house, you know, be around my family, you know.
If you even think,
what's that? Sorry,
it was you thinking or?
Oh, no, there's no one.
There's no one.
Yeah, my dad.
Has he ever?
You've seen him, briefly. Like literally 30 seconds.
How'd that go?
He was like, oh my god, is that good? He was like that. And I was like, not yet. And he was like, see, I knew you. Give your word name, man.
He's like, I hear your dad, but no.
Yeah, I was like, mate, it's been a long time. He's been alive a long time in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Oh, so the door, was the door open for him to come and visit?
Long story short, I told him, I called him one day. We weren't even speaking. I called him one day. I was like, you're going to be a granddad. All right, bye. And then he was like texting all the time, being like, how's everything going? And blah, blah, blah. How's it? And everyone was like, oh, he's going to change his ways. And I was like, you know that saying? Was it a leopard never changes its spots?
Yeah.
And then was like, no, you never know. And I was like, he's not your dad. and then he was born. And then long story short, I forgot to answer one of his text messages. He took that to his fucking vagina and was like, oh, ignore me. So following up and being vagina. Like, and it's like, everything okay? He was like, oh, my ovaries.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then we didn't speak for like 8 months. And then I was at my aunt's house. He randomly turned up, walked in the living room, was like, oh, is this Keziah? Put his hands out. And I was like, nah. And then he was like, man, I'm bleeding out my pussy.
You should really test him. Like, no, I'm just saying that because that's not actually Keziah. Keziah's not here.
This is a white baby.
Bryce.
That's because you named him Darren. Don't believe mean he belonged to Darren. That one might be mine, but this one, he's from the mountains of Caucasus. That is a white baby. That baby got a 340 credit rating right now.
Now, because the specific thing that came up was I won't say who, but
yeah,
we was talking about. We're talking about, oh yeah, like protecting your kids and stuff. Like, well, are we gonna do that? How are you gonna talk about like sex to your kids and relationships and what age and da 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 da. And then we're talking about like boys and me and the guy saying, yo, you know, the thing that probably bad for us was exposure to things when we was younger, like watching stuff too young and whatever. And then I said, oh, like in your house, if you do watch like porn. Do you got to make a decision in your house that, oh, am I going to sacrifice watching porn myself to put like parental controls so that no one else can access it, or you're going to have to be constantly switching them on and off so you can watch it when you want to watch it, or you might have to be like,
what are you watching it on, dog?
Like, there's someone in the comments, or you can just watch it on your phone on 5G.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I was like, problem solved.
Yeah.
but then...
Or on your work laptop.
And then we got into a conversation about like frequency of like watching porn or whatever, and I said, oh, I know someone who literally, I watch it as a means to an end. I go, but I know someone watches it like it's just on, like it's a like, yeah, like it's just an option to watch on TikTok.
Like, just TikTok.
Yeah.
Oi, lock him up.
And yeah, so that's what, no, it's like, wait, does this person, like, do I know this person? Like, do they, like, no, she goes, no, all jokes aside, does this person like, and they've been around our kids. And that's what she was like.
Yeah, this guy's a menace.
And I was like, so why are you defending? I was like, I'm not defending them. I'm just saying, let's discuss this. So we end up discussing that in general and stuff. So it was interesting.
So, for you guys, porn is a no no.
Not porn. Like someone just having it. Someone watching it as like
someone who's got it on for so long that it says, "Are you still watching this?"
Like, you want to take a break?
You get a Netflix. Like, are you still there?
Press OK before the screen turns off.
There's two running like a podcast. It's in the background.
Doesn't mean there's two chain of events that can happen. It's either I am horny and I'm watching porn, or I'm watching porn and then I get horny. But never has it been porn. It's just on.
Yeah,
and it's just
background noise.
Yeah, and then if I'm no longer horny, porn is disgusting to me.
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as I bust that nut, I'm like,
mate,
what a waste of time.
Like, I'm a prude when it comes to like sex on TV. Like, I don't like in TV shows.
Mm. I do.
I know, I can't stand it.
So any naked scene,
I just can't stand it. I can't stand it. Why am I seeing ghost butt cheeks all the time?
Waxing lyrical, bro.
Just butt cheeks. Just like,
the
butt cheek, the man butt cheek to woman nipple trade off wasn't enough for me.
Oh, you want to see it out? You want to go all the way in?
No, I just don't see it. I don't need to see it. For me, this is how a sex scene should be in the TV show. It's like, let's say it's an affair they're having. It's like, oh, we shouldn't do this. But, and then a kiss, and then fade to him sat on the bed, just like pulling his jeans up. Just like, I can work out what happened in between.
Yeah, but there's no, any emotion.
You need to do the whole, especially if it's an affair, the guy needs to put her on the side.
Push her up against the door.
Put her at their lips here, they're crazy. Put your finish
his,
all like.
His phone's ringing, wife says.
We've watched too many movies, bro, because we've all seen the same shit.
Or is it his homie? His homie's getting shot up somewhere. Message. I need you, man. Where you at?
Like,
bare nipple and thigh. Just. I don't need to see all that.
Yeah, you do.
The way you just described it.
No, you do. That's what I've seen too many.
I think you do enjoy it.
No,
yeah,
that's
it. Clear the table.
That was too much of a good description.
It's in every show. Like, I was watching Gangs of London, just see some girls get flipped over and just titty out. I'm just like, why? It's like, what?
Oh, yes. Oh,
just like, why did this happen? I don't understand why this happened.
Just to let you know, man.
That'd be up.
Man's putting that thing down.
I
put that key in that door and I locked that motherfucker, didn't I?
Because there was a season
Look
of
at
power.
My eyes, roll them.
There was a season of power where it felt like every episode
was
different people just whacking.
That was a great season.
That was a start.
Especially when Tommy was waxing Lala. I was like, yo, let's go.
Yeah, but she managed to get away with the no nipple out clause, it seemed, because I did watch that one.
Oh, okay.
So I don't like these scenes.
Oh, okay.
I got the binoculars out.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's it, man. But that's it. If you're held in high esteem, you can get out of that, man.
Quick side note, right?
Yep.
Have you ever seen Harry Potter?
No, never watched Harry Potter.
Never watched Harry Potter?
I've seen one kind of scene where he disappears on a train.
Yeah, well,
and reappears.
Do you think Hermione is attractive?
Emma Watson.
Do you think Hermione is attractive?
Or Emma Watson? What's the question you're asking?
She's a child, isn't that?
What's the question you're asking?
Good answer. Yeah.
Yeah, because
I've been trying to trick people to be like, Hermione's buff, isn't it? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, you're fucking disgusting.
Yeah, because that's why. So we pass.
The only way Hermione is buff is if you are also Hermione's age.
Which we are, aren't we?
No, you aren't Hermione's age.
I'm not.
You were once.
Yeah.
You are Emma Watson's age.
Yeah, yes, I'm with you. But again, I was asking which one you are.
Yeah, that's what I clarified.
Yeah. Good boys. Yeah. Well done.
She's a child. Like some 11-year-old. Like,
I'll tell you man later about my idea. But yeah. It's the things I've noticed when I was watching films and people be like, yeah, Hermione's buff. And what?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Yeah, you got to structure your sentence properly. You can say, I used to fancy Hermione when I watched Harry Potter as a kid. Yeah.
Or I'm attracted to Emma Watson.
Or I'm attracted to Emma Watson now. Yeah,
you got to be specific.
Yeah, you can't
otherwise.
Be.
Or I've been attracted to Emma Watson all the way through my years.
Yeah.
I've never not stopped being attracted to Emma Watson.
Because I feel uncomfortable when there's an actress that I knew as a child actress, and then clearly obviously like 20 years have passed now. I'm 36. It's like 20 years passed, 25 years passed. I'm watching this 10-year-old and I see their kid now. They're older. I'm like, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, Katie from My Wife and Kids.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, will never be attractive.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. I can just see it. I can objectively say that is a very pretty woman.
Claire
Yeah.
Claire.
Oh, you messing with Claire?
Claire could get it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, what's the name? I can't remember the actress's name, but I see her. So Jay. She's objectively a really pretty woman.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You was our little sister, man.
Yeah, and she was
you was little sister. Brains. You was little sister to all of us, man.
See, she's looking like a little six-year-old running around with Franklin. How can you see that and have that mental image? But yeah. Still,
let me just wait.
That's it. Yeah, that's how some men are looking at it.
Yeah, but them men are crazy. They yeah. Should be in an asylum and not on the streets.
And if I fear that, I'm burning them. But yeah. So I guess
the question is
yeah, was
have you have you now? Exiled porn man. Do we know him?
Do you? Do you?
Nah,
I don't
know.
Probably
not.
Bye.
Have you exiled him though?
There's like measures.
Safeguarding measures. Safeguard.
Because basically, the discussion happened. I found out that information before Naomi, before kids. Mm. So it's something that's never really been on my... I haven't spoken to him since about that topic, to even know if that's something he still does.
Mm.
So he came up with the conversation like, yeah, I know a guy does this.
Was he a young man when he told you this shit? Like young.
You asked all the same questions they're asking. It's really interesting.
I worked in safeguarding.
It's bad interesting.
Got asked a lot of questions.
And I can give you clearer answers off the pod. And then once I gave the clearer answers, it was a big, oh, from everybody in the room.
Oh, you know P. Diddy.
Take that. Bam.
Take that. Oh, I was about to read the last one, but my battery died.
What was last what? Last
dilemma.
Oh, I can read it. Dilemma.
Yeah.
My son won't eat good food. Should I dump the junk and leave nothing but healthy food? I'm at a loss for my toddler 3. He started out really good at 2, eating eggs, broccoli, avocado, chicken and rice. But at some point he started to hate everything I gave him.
Like?
Yeah. Now all I can give him is waffles, mac and cheese and certain fruits when he's in the mood. I know some people at work who have kids that eat like healthy adults, and they gave me advice that I should purge my house of most of the junk and replace it with stuff that he enjoys. I was worried that he would starve, but they explained that he won't starve, but they have instincts and will prevent them from going hungry. Is this true? Should I listen to my co-worker friends and purge the house of junk so my kids can have better eating habits?
This is my opinion that white dinners aren't delicious.
Mm-hmm. You need chicken needs seasoning.
Yeah, I think what comment said that.
Yeah.
How old did he say the kid was?
3.
3.
They need to purge your house with nothing. They can't reach the fucking cupboard.
Nah, but you know when they hear that rustle, they got that supersonic bat hearing.
Don't open that cupboard.
Nah, but when you want it yourself, that's a big hypocrite.
Yeah. No,
do you pay the bills? And I pay these bills. So I want a fucking chocolate bar. And then when they hear that...
Oh, they know it's good.
I want some. What's that? Snack.
Hey.
Snack.
Well, that's when they learn. That's when they learn a difficult lesson. We're just like, I get to eat this because I ate my fucking dinner.
But can you eat in front of them?
Hey, can you
I'll eat in front of them.
No, but can you?
Because I ate my dinner.
No, but Alani would understand the link between the two. Because I see you open up something tasty and delicious.
He won't. This kid, man, he doesn't fucking care.
He just doesn't care.
He's just not involved. Well, you must save a lot of money.
Unless it was like Monster Munch or a chocolate crepe. If I whacked out a Dairy Milk bar, you'd be like, I don't give a shit.
Just eat your Dairy Milk, bro.
Serious? I don't care. I don't want that. Even if you handed it to me, you'd be like, no! Like, all right, man, fucking come. What the fuck is...
Nah.
What's up with your back, Nick?
Did he eat like proper food then? Is he good with proper food?
No.
Oh,
he was. First time this boy ate food, he was like, "Yo, this is nuts."
Like he ate even like fucking puree.
Yeah, he was in his high chair like this. When he saw the spoon like launching himself at it. Now it's like, could you just fucking eat?
Mm.
Can you eat?
Mm.
So yeah, today was like, I'm gonna make you something and you're gonna eat it, one way or the other.
You got there.
Savvy's in the phase where he likes to eat his food in a sequence now, which is a bit aughts. But, yeah, so...
In a sequence?
Yeah, so if let's say he's got chicken, chips, and like carrots on his plate. You're like, all right, got to eat some of your carrots? No. Mm. No. You got to eat some chicken? No. Chips. Mm. Chips. And he's just eating chips. And you try giving him a bit of chicken. No, no, no. Chips. And you leave him. And he's like, well, he's not touching his food. He's just watching TV. And then he start putting a chip in his mouth. For the next one. And he realized all the chips are gone. And he's like, oh, I guess I'll eat the carrots then. And then he's eating all the carrots. Mm. And then he's like, you finished? He's like, no.
Mm.
And then he start eating the chicken. And then, and then literally the plate is clean. It's gone. It's just like, oh, you just went to eat that.
He's rewarded himself. I like that order. And if he ate the chicken first, I'd be concerned.
Why? You have to eat the thing you like the most first.
Mm.
Really?
Yes.
You always eat the McDonald's chips first.
Yeah, you got to build up to the big win.
Nah, see, that's how you overeat.
Chicken ain't the big win. Chips are the big win.
That's how you overeat. No, chips are not chips. Oh, fucking shit.
What are you talking about? So if you go to McDonald's, you think chips are you're winning because you have the chips.
Mm.
Bonkers.
Incorrect.
Hot chips.
Burger.
No.
I'd rather have two burgers.
Burgers is whatever at McDonald's.
I'd rather eat two burgers.
Give me them chips, bitch.
Oh, I'll have a chicken share
box. I get an extra side of chips when I go to McDonald's.
Fucking hell. When you go Nando's, you go double chips.
Yeah.
You fucking sick.
I used to get that, but I was like,
I'm keeping you away from my kids. Double.
I like that. double chips is, yeah, on the red card list.
Is a
red
bug.
Flag list. At Nando's. I used to do, but I was like, that's mad. I used to get whole chicken double chips.
Yeah, and whole chicken?
But you know, you
that's fucking nuts.
Now, wait a minute. When you say you used to get a whole chicken, like I've eaten a whole chicken three times at Nando's before.
Yeah.
And that was literally a challenge. Like it was a food challenge. We were being young and stupid.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was an event, Whole Chicken Wednesday, WCW.
Mm. Right? Hey!
And I'm a three-time champion of Whole Chicken
Wednesday. Come on, you left with the, I was about to say, belt.
Yeah, let's do it again, let's go, boys.
We could do it again. But the rules are, is first it's done on whoever can eat the whole chicken with four sides. Mm.
Four?
Yeah, you have to have four sides.
Well, double chips is, double our chips I is can't four
do
sides.
That, man. Yeah, can't yeah do that. Right. It's then it's done on who finishes it first, and then it's done on what were your sides.
What? So what was the trick?
And then also spice level, these are things. You've got a strategic
thing. Okay,
so I've always gone lemon and herb, chips.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. That's very fair. chips, coleslaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine that in any other term, like, any other slurs? Like, you monkey. Fair. I am scared in the building.
I'm scared. I've got banana in my hand. Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, so I went chips, coleslaw, peas, and corn on the cob, right?
Okay, you kept it light.
Kept it light.
Mm.
But I was the only one in the group who finished, because one guy went, you fucking pussy, that is how you do it. He goes, I'm going whole chicken, four chips.
What an amateur.
And I was like,
he's going to be stuffed.
And I was like, mate,
does he not know how carbs work?
And I said, mate,
four chips.
I go, if you finish that, even if you finish that after I finish mine, you win. Like, that's a fact, that like, you win. You
that's just like, yeah,
you definitely win
a competition.
But carbs ain't a problem. This chicken satiates you quicker.
Yeah, no, I agree. But then
that chip will dry out your mouth.
Yeah.
And then trying to.
And then the problem, and obviously, because he's dried out his mouth, he's filling himself up with the bottomless drink. So he was all over his place. Strategy all wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
See, my lubrication was the mayonnaise in the coleslaw. Yeah.
So do you have any water or?
You don't waste time drinking.
Limited, yeah.
Yeah, waste time drinking, yeah. So that was
whole. You won. So you won three times.
Yeah, I've won whole chicken Wednesday three times. So you can beat me. If you just finish your thing and just order you can swap any of those soft ones for like a garlic bread. Oh, you beat me. Mm. I think chips is the highest.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah,
garlic
yeah
bread. If you went quadruple, I see, maybe.
Quadruple chips is crazy to try and
quadruple
win.
Chips or quadruple garlic bread?
Do you bread think will is. You up, though.
That's me. So I think garlic bread small. Might. Bread yeah, small. I think yeah chips is higher. Then garlic bread's the second thing on the sides thing. Yeah, then the rest is kind of.
Yeah, you have corn and peas.
That's a preference.
Four corn and a cob.
fuck up your teeth. My food gets stuck.
Walking on cobs is easy.
Yeah, that's easy. So that's low. That's low down.
Yeah.
If I win, if I even have finished first, if you lots is more difficult.
If I have more carbs,
I've got to smash it and then just hope you man can't finish.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's all the strategy. I think it's a good sport.
I'll go four corner on the cobs and just hedge my bets and be like, fuck it.
These guys not finished. But I already told you I was younger. I was younger. I had more of an appetite then.
Yeah, you have to skip lunch.
Yeah.
But then there's this guy that's been chopping whole chickens just for...
Yeah, just so bad.
No, just on the
no competition.
Yeah.
No, just sometimes, if I built myself up, got an attempt time...
Never crossed his mind, I'll share this with D. He's like, I'll just have a whole chicken to myself.
I may bring a quarterback. Sometimes I'll finish it there. I may bring a quarterback.
What sides were you having with that?
Sometimes I'll have... back in the day, you used to get the double large chips. But I'll switch it. I'll get probably large chips and the corn. But now my nana's orders basic. I get five wings. Five wings, corn, broccoli, a little bit of cheese.
Yeah, I'll get this. I'll get the four.
I'll get
four bonus thighs.
Mm.
That's moist.
And then, that's fair. And chips. chips and peas. I like the peas.
No, I'll either go 10 wings.
Okay.
Extra hot.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's nothing that would boost you up in the challenge.
What? You went, the spice level.
Yeah. They might have to go to adjudication.
Yeah.
So say if I did the lemon and herb with my chips and all those sides, but then you went Vusa.
If I went four corn on the cobs,
Vusa
the
hot.
Hottest chicken.
Then
you can get heat on your corn.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah. Adjudication might go. We have to give that to Kazim because that's mad.
Yeah,
that's a mad thing.
We have to give that to Kazim and some aloe vera.
You're
mad. My sides though, I always mix the sides up.
Yeah.
Chips, sometimes chips, coleslaw, corn, sometimes sometimes I go to garlic bread. I mix it up, man.
Keep it interesting.
But normally if it was a family thing, then it would be we'll get the olives, we'll get the pita bread and all of that. So I'm already fucking full by the time food comes out.
Yeah, the pita bread's always foolish for me.
So bread does that.
Yeah. Has anyone ever go to one of the Turkish restaurants?
Oh, yeah, they love doing that.
They put that bread down, me like an idiot. Everyone else going, I don't want to get filled up on bread. Like, I hear that, but ring the bell.
Turkish? Yeah. Run that. I don't even care about the main dish.
I'm staring.
Yeah. With a salad. That salad is sexy, you know?
Yeah. Like balsamic.
And that chili sauce, it's sexy, blood.
Know what they're doing,
and then it comes to me, it's like, mixed sheesh. I'm like, hell.
He ordered this.
But to that woman though, I would tell her in the same terminology that Bane uses in A Dark Knight Rises. Yeah?
What's that?
Control your city.
Oh.
Fucking control it.
Oh yeah. Look,
controller.
Man, it's a 3-year-old. What are we doing here?
That's true.
It stays on the plate until it's gone.
I think that's what it is. I think as parents, you get tired of just the battle, innit?
Yeah.
So you just go...
Default, yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm not going to bed hungry. It's just, you'll be hungry enough to eat that.
Then when they wake up...
In the night.
Yeah.
Hey. I don't... Well, didn't wake up.
Milk.
But yeah, so that's my advice.
I can sleep through that easy.
Fight the battle, win the war. Win the war.
I can sleep through that easy, bro.
I can, but I can't sleep through Naomi fucking Muay Thai elbow me. Yeah.
So I might not be able to sleep through that part, but then I'll just be like, just fucking in my head, I'll be like, just composure and pretend.
Milk, daddy, milk, milk.
it's like a dripping tap.
Milk.
Look at the broken smoke alarm. Yeah.
But what you also got to be conscious of, is not moving your eyes when your eyelids are closed.
But does he stay at
unless
that level?
Unless you got to stay at REM sleep, then you can be like this. And then you look like you're dreaming.
Milk! Milk! Daddy, milk! Daddy!
How does he read that?
Milk! That's what I have. Milk!
Does he change his pitch?
No.
See, Zabby's mad obnoxious. He's like, daddy, and you just hear bear clattering. Like he's now fractured. He's now throwing toys out, literally throwing toys out of his cart. He's grabbing stuff off the side, pulling that down. If he can reach, somehow he manages, I move his cot away from the door.
Yeah.
Every few weeks, because somehow, just through time, the cot just moves closer and closer to the door, and he can, you just hear it swing open, the door bang against his wardrobe. That means his bedroom door's open. He's shouting to the hallway, "Daddy! Daddy!" I was like, oh my God, how did he open the door? How could he even reach the door? He's like, "Daddy, daddy, 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 yeah, yeah."
My son can't say that.
Daddy, well, how did he gesture to you?
Da!
Look!
Dinosaur.
Oh, Xavi does that. He holds it into your face. Tiger, 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 tiger.
Until you say
tiger.
It back.
It's like, tiger. It's like, tiger.
Yeah.
That's like, brilliant.
His new one is if like water spilled on the floor or something. He's like, ooh, you're a mess. You're a mess. And now I've got to get up and get kitchen paper.
To clean up the mess.
I was going to do it, but now just to be like, yes, it's a mess. Who made the mess? You made the mess. Because I made a mess in your mum.
Oh,
sign it off.
That's right. Well, I ain't got nothing else better than that.
Messed in your mum.
And that's been another episode of them late nights and them wet wipes. You know who this is. You know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts.
Wait. I achieved a comedic milestone today.
What's that?
Somebody's, let me get this out before anyone gets crazy, yeah? Somebody's wife laughed at my sketch.
Oh, I know it is.
Is it? I didn't like, how did you know you left emoticons?
You're old, bro. Emojis, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah. Emoticons.
Yeah, they left a laughing face.
Is it my wife?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And
I felt like...
Fucking hell.
I felt like that was like...
You made it.
Yeah, I was like winning a BAFTA.
Don't know what sketch that is. Shit,
what sketch was it?
It was where I was doing like the falling off the wagon of going to the gym and eating good.
There we go.
I know, mate.
Yeah.
No, well done.
I was like, I do not think Naomi would enjoy my comedy.
She doesn't enjoy anyone's comedy.
Damn, you just found out she enjoyed his. That's crazy.
No, obviously lovely, lovely person, but I was like, I like, you know when you meet somebody's wife or their girlfriend or their friend or whatever, their mum, and you're like, please don't tell them what jokes I tell. Please don't tell them. This is not, when they met me, that's not who I'm me.
Yeah.
It's really an act on stage.
It's not an act on stage, that's also me.
It's just to not decide you want
it's
them
to
It's
just not see. The me I bring to Xavi's birthday party.
Listen, it's like, Naomi liked the show I did, my show, because
yeah.
It was, I think probably because it was about her. She liked it. She goes, no, I really like the show. Yeah, no, it's funny. I go, doesn't mean you find me funny. And she goes, yeah, that show was funny.
That's like, not a question.
So does that mean I'm your favourite comedian? She's like, oh, well, I go, name me a comedian that you like. Not like more than me, just like. And she's like, I'm by default your favorite comedian.
Bam,
like,
bam.
So I was like, yes.
I do that to
accolades,
my mum.
Accolades.
I write in her birthday cards and shit. I go, from your one and only son, your favorite son.
Your favorite comedian.
Because I have to be.
Yeah, by default.
I can be the most hated and the most loved.
At the same damn time.
No, I'm saying.
Dark Knight feelings, don't be the hero or live long enough to see yourself a kind of villain.
Boom blast. That's been another episode of them late nights and wet wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I've been one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. To the slight left has been.
You think darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. I was born it. I did not see the light.
Oh, you missed the light.
What line is it?
Molded by it.
Molded by it's true. Anyway, it's ask your bill payers permission. Who's that? It's me, Stalin GGG.
And to the slight right has been.
Yeah, you're done now. Number one troublemaker. You know who it is. You know who I be. Abdullahi.
Hey, man. Take care.
It's the number one troublemaker, Zim Jamal. Done now!
Take care and peace.
SYM.